Hey everyone, welcome to your weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast with me, Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. Today I'd like to get us to tune into our gifts and those of others and make sure that we're valuing them enough and for the right reasons. So when I talk about gifts, I know you know I'm not talking about material possessions. I'm really talking about those talents as well as those aspects of character that we each have that are specific to us and a boon to the world as well. These might include some skills we've learned and can use in our jobs or in other areas of our life. Those are definitely worth our gratitude and can lead to productivity and opportunity for sure. But skills are not what I really want to discuss. I want to talk about strengths. I want to talk a little about those things that we do naturally that don't feel like work that bring positive results. God made us all equally wonderful and equally useful. He made us to harmonize, and in his infinite wisdom, he made sure that not one of us is unnecessary, nor is any one of us a repeat of another one. We all have a specific niche to fill is a very special way where God expresses himself. God's dynamic and diverse and infinite expressiveness is revealed through his ideas, you and me and each one of us. And he's given us beautiful built-in strengths that we may actually take for granted because they're just so natural to us. We may also find that we underappreciate others' special assets because we're not awake to how valuable each of these qualities may be until maybe we're in need of them ourselves and we can see that another has something or expresses something that we don't or we don't as naturally that can change our experience for the better. The Bible actually reminds us of this in 1 Corinthians 12:4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. God's nature is expressed in many ways, but it all comes from him, from that wonderful Creator who is life, truth, and love. And I love the idea that it is God's nature that we prove with our gifts, because inherent in that word, nature, is that they are natural. They're not put on and they don't require us turning into someone we're not or going outside of our own self to get them. Yes, we may need to recognize and focus our gifts, our strengths, but they're not something in any way foreign to us. They feel like home. When we really see and appreciate, value our gifts, then we not only can use them with less judgment on them, we also settle into productivity and satisfaction. Using skills can be work. Using strengths is effortless and yet effective and pleasing and satisfying. So maybe you need an example. Here's one from my own recent experiences, and it's actually kind of what made me think about doing this podcast. This example caused me to realize, like I said earlier, that we tend to truly value gifts in others when we seem to be in need of them. So a close relative of mine receives home health care services. He has round-the-clock caretakers in his home. As I visited recently and been with his relative and with his caretakers, on occasions very recently and during the past several years, I'm in such awe of them. Yes, they have some learned information how best to practice their trade. They've been educated in that way, and they want to be. But the impressive and most needed thing is their natural responsiveness to the need of their client, their gentleness and honest caring, their watchfulness, their patience without any complaint, either in their words or in their eyes. I think they're saints. But what they really are natural caretakers. They have the gifts and use them. They bless my relative and they bless me. I'm not saying they don't work hard because they do, or that it's easy work because it's not. But their strengths, The ones that make me watch in awe and gratitude are easy for them. They just wouldn't and couldn't be any other way. Those strengths are well utilized, but do we sometimes overlook them unless we're in a situation where we see how much that particular strength or trait is needed, and maybe how little of that strength we feel we have in ourselves or would in their same circumstances? So what are your strengths? Can you appreciate your own strengths? It's not necessarily what you're getting paid to do, but it's the thing that you do or that quality that you express or several qualities that you express in your own special way that's easy for you, but might be work for someone else. So think about it. Are there occasions in your life now or in the past years when someone said to you, "I don't know how you do that." And you think, "Do what? It's just what I do. How can I not?" So I know people that just love to organize. It isn't work for them. They see something that needs organizing and they go for it. I wish I was them. Someone else may just have natural empathy for another. They can just, without even trying, see where someone's coming from and be able to get in their shoes and respond to them in a way that's fitting and understanding and comforting, maybe. Some may say to that person, "How did you know they felt that way?" or "What you said would calm them," or whatever. And that person just thinks, "Well, it just seemed obvious to me. Wouldn't anybody respond that way?" Well, no, because their strength is theirs and it's not everyone's. It's really fun to think about this. Just reflect on some times that you felt good about something you've done or the response you've gotten, but it just felt natural to you. Energizing, if anything, certainly not depleting, and maybe even fun. And yet it made a difference in some way. These are your strengths. So here's where we get back to the title and topic that I brought up for this podcast. Value those strengths. They set us apart and they bring us in harmony with others as well. What I mean by that is what is so uniquely you, authentically natural and real, is what God intended you to express, and he made sure that your particular expression was needed. No overlap, perfect harmonizing of all his ideas, like a choir of angels singing different parts, but they blend in the greatest symphony of soul. Discover or rediscover those gifts of yours. Recognize and value them in others. Qualities of God are never puny or to be belittled. Some gifts may get more attention or fame, but they're no greater than the unsung hero, you know, with his own strength. Like, have you ever had someone smile at you, a stranger, and felt seen and appreciated in that moment? Did the fact that this person was a stranger and not someone in the forefront of some business or social or political or artistic arena, did that fact that they weren't there make their deep and healing connection with you any less powerful and needed? Appreciate the gifts of others. They're priceless. Treasure your own. They may feel too easy to be strengths or talents, but that's precisely why they're special and powerful. They make you feel more yourself, and they make others feel more of God. Your gifts are stunning. I can't say it enough. Cherish them. Think about ways in which you can utilize those gifts, those strengths more in business and in life. Your strengths are the asset that the world needs, and they can also cause you to thrive when you utilize them. You're in alignment with God's plan. Tell me about what you find out. Let me help you discern those strengths if you're not sure what the heck I'm talking about, because I know you have them. I'd love to hear more from you. I'm at lauramolitor@gmail.com, or check me out on beingfreenow.com, where there are various ways you can reach me or read my blog or order my book. Listen to this podcast every Friday on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Spreaker.com. Subscribe. That's it for now. See y'all next week.